Thinking back to your teacher preparation, when did you first get to go into schools? Was it right away in your first year or two of college, or did you have to wait until you entered a college of education? Maybe you had some early experiences with observing children and teachers, but the first time you really had the opportunity to practice was in your final semester during student teaching. Perhaps you entered teaching through a non-traditional route, earning a bachelor's degree in another field and then obtaining your teaching certificate through a master's program where you had a residency experience, like an MAT program, Teach for America, or a similar program that had lots of practice in schools but limited coursework related to pedagogy. Regardless of how you were prepared, the way teachers are prepared today is perhaps different from your preparation. Today, research suggests that teachers need to be prepared through a curriculum that scaffolds clinical practice throughout their entire preparation. By centering clinical practice as the core of the curriculum, teachers will have ample opportunities to practice and refine their skills while supported by thoughtful, reflective school and university-based clinical educators. Rethinking how teachers are prepared will require schools and universities to partner in intentional, thoughtful ways so that theory and practice can unite to inform one another, rather than to be distanced as they have been, perhaps in the past. Likewise, teacher preparation cannot be separated from in-service teacher education. Schools and universities must collaborate not only on how we prepare teachers, but also on how we create a seamless transition from preparation to their induction, and then throughout their careers.